With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard.
And I'm Katie Atkinson, Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital.
Hello, Katie.
Hey, Keith.
Have a nice weekend.
Absolutely.
Was it music-filled?
It wasn't.
No. mine, I guess, I mean, I worked.
I mean, I did listen to some music.
Right. I think my big thing that's non-work-related was I saw Avengers Endgame.
Oh, I'm so woefully behind on any Marvel stories, so...
Have you not seen
stories.
Any...
Sound like an old lady.
Those
I'm behind
stories.
On my stories.
Catching up on your stories. Well, it is like a soap opera.
It is.
It's you know, it's a very long soap opera. Have you not seen any of the Marvel?
I haven't seen any Avengers movies. I've seen...
Thor, Captain America?
One Iron Man, and...
What, like the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how behind I am. So, I appreciate people's excitement for it.
That's a very neutral way. I appreciate your excitement
Do, because a lot of people get annoyed when somebody talks about things that they don't pay attention to
right.
I'm not that person. I love your excitement. Keep your excitement going.
Right. I mean, I still enjoyed it. I mean, I haven't seen all of the Marvel movies.
There's a lot. Isn't it more than 20 at this point?
Yeah, it's like 21, 22,
Oof.
Something like that. You don't need to have seen them all, though, for this movie to make sense.
Okay.
But it's pretty amazing. So if you've followed Avengers,
you're not as behind as I am. Please.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a pretty great movie.
Awesome.
Okay. Anyway, as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Today on the show, we'll be chatting about big chart news from Beyonce, Lil Dicky, and Taylor Swift. Plus, we'll be previewing the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, what performances we're looking forward to seeing, and what Keith and I hope to see backstage.
Ooh la
we're
la.
Both there.
Ooh. It's Pop Shop on location.
Ooh.
But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider so you won't miss an episode, and... If you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts. Okay, so let's talk charts. And first, I want to say, if you hear a humming in the background, we're in a different room than we normally record. So that's why the sonics are a little bit off. But then again, maybe you can't hear a darn thing, and I'm just being crazy obsessive. It's probably more the latter.
Could be a mix.
Could be a nice subtle blend. All right, so first up, on the Billboard 200 albums chart, Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Where do we go? Just blur that all into one
where
big
word.
Where do we go? Where
do
we go?
Where do we come from? Where do you go?
Where do we go now? Where do we go? Oh. So her album returns to number one for a second week, rising 2-1, and it earned 88,000 equivalent album units in the week ending April 25th. According to Nielsen Music. But probably some would argue the slightly more exciting news in the top 10.
Yes.
Is that Beyonce has two albums in the top 10.
Yeah. Just a pair of albums.
A pair of albums. She's never done that before. She's never had two albums in the top 10 at the same time. And she is the first woman to pull this off in more than 2 years. So that's pretty crazy. So Beyonce's Homecoming, the live album, rises 7-4 in its first full tracking week of activity. Because last week it debuted on the chart after just 2 days.
Right.
Because it came out.
The Netflix movie premiered late Wednesday. Yeah. And like then it came at the same time.
Like 12 a.m. Thursday.
Mm, yes.
No, 12 a.m. Wednesday. You're right. And then the album came out at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so it had Wednesday and Thursday of that week to debut on the chart. So debuting in the top 10 just from 2 days is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Then this week, with its first full tracking, 7 days of tracking on the chart, it bumps into the top 5. So already she was like, yeah, I've got a top 10, baby.
And then,
and then, by the way, I'm going to take that Lemonade album of mine, that former number one, and I'm going to put it out onto all streaming services, because before it was exclusively available to stream on Tidal. Now, you could have bought it anywhere you wanted to, digitally or physically. I believe, yeah, it was definitely.
And Pandora would like you to mention that it's been there for a bit, too.
yes.
But Pandora is not on demand.
What we want to be specific about is that it went wide to all the streamers. Yes. Now on Apple and Spotify, you could hear it
for the first time.
Yes, for the first time. And that caused a huge surge for Lemonade. It re-enters at number 9 on the Billboard 200 chart. It earned 30,000 units, which is up 627%, I believe, compared to the previous week. And it earned 31 million on-demand audio streams for its songs during the week. So the last time a woman had two albums in the top 10.
I was going to say, you mentioned this. I needed to hear who that person was.
Didn't actually have it here in my notes. So I'm remembering this from memory. It was back in February of 2017 when Lady Gaga had two albums in the top 10 after her Super Bowl halftime performance.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's not what I would have guessed. So
really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just thinking like, maybe when Adele's new album premiered and then people were interested in checking out her previous album again.
I think Adele did do it with, I think.
But it would have been earlier
with
than
21
that.
And 19. Mm-hmm. I think when 21 came out and it was so enormous,
okay, so that was way back when.
Yeah. I don't think 25 and 21 did it together. Okay. But
because everybody had heard 21 by then.
Yeah. Altogether, it's pretty rare for it's not a typical thing to have two albums in the top 10 by the same artist. And it generally only happens when, frankly, someone passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we have a Prince scenario where like multiple albums are in the top 10. So anyway, it's a big deal.
Indeed.
And so go Queen Beyonce. Over on the Billboard Hot 100 songs chart, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus holds at number 1 for a fourth week. Khalid's Talk hits the top 10 for the first time, jumping 20 to 8 with big gains in airplay, sales, and streams. It's his fifth top 10. Congrats to Khalid. Outside the top 10, friend of the podcast, Ava Max, climbs 13 to 11 with Sweet
But
Psycho.
So close to that top 10.
So close. What do we have to do to make that happen? We have no control over that. It is in the hands of the fans. While Lil Dicky's charity single, Earth, bows at number 17, or maybe rises, or what would be a good sort of earthy pun?
No. Well, it doesn't rise because it's here for the first time.
Oh, yeah, right. never mind. Well, the track features over 30 high-profile guests, including Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Adam Levine, Katy Perry, and proceeds benefit various environmental organizations. Leonardo DiCaprio is in the video.
Mm-hmm. Kanye West is not in the video.
Kanye West is not in the
Kevin
video.
Kevin Hart as Kanye West is.
A lot of the debut is probably owed to its animated music video, which features all of these guests in animal form for the most part.
There was a lot of curiosity leading into it too, especially when he put out the list of stars
and everyone thought, oh my god, Bieber's gonna be in a new video and Katie's
and then
gonna
you
be
realize
it.
You got his voice instead.
But it's still cute.
Oh
and
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
For a great cause, and Lil Dicky's always good for a laugh.
Indeed.
So top 20 hit, all the money's going to charity.
All good.
Congrats, Lil Dicky. lastly, Taylor Swift's Me. You may have heard about this single.
There's a new Taylor Swift song.
There's a new Taylor Swift song. We didn't talk about it last week because we didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah. Like, is it an album? Is it a song?
Is it a cat perfume? We don't know. But we do know that she has a new cat now.
I was going to say, there's also breaking cat news.
Breaking cat news.
It's funny, the fans that were watching the video, had so many theories about it. And one of them was, that's got to be her cat. Like, that's her new cat. And I'm like, I don't know. Did she just, take the cat home from this video set? Yes.
And
it's named is her cat.
It's named Benjamin Button, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
Per her Tumblr. It's either Benjamin Button or Benjamin Buttons.
Oh,
plural.
That'd be cute.
I might be the former. Taylor Swift's Me, featuring Brendon Urie, of course, of Panic at the Disco, debuts at number 100 on the Hot 100 chart.
Hey, that's so low, Keith. What gives?
Hey now. Well, it's because the song is actually debuting just from its first 3 days of airplay. After its release at 12 a.m. on Friday, April 26th, the airplay tracking week for the Hot 100 runs Monday through Sunday, while the sales and streaming tracking week for the Hot 100 runs from Friday to Thursday. So if your song is huge enough mm-hmm. and you drop it on a Friday, you could debut on the Hot 100 the following.
If you're Taylor Swift.
If you're Taylor Swift, but we didn't anticipate that it was going to debut. Like, there was a chance, like, maybe.
I mean, obviously, it barely squeaks in.
Right.
The chart is called the Hot 100, and it is number 100. It is not bubbling under. It is right there.
It's assumed that the track will charge towards the top of the chart next week after its first week of sales and streaming activity. Have you seen the video, Katie?
Oh, of course I have.
What did you think?
I mean, it's a pastel explosion, is what I think.
It's beautiful. It's fun. There's dancing, and it looks like there's actual big physical sets that they built. It wasn't all just CGI. Like, the street scenes look like it was an actual street somewhere on a set.
I mean, I don't want to skip ahead to, you know, BBMA talk, but if we get any opportunity to, you know, shout a question at her as she's walking past, I want to know where this video was shot. Like, what is this place?
She posted a picture on her Tumblr where it's like a shot of her and Brendan like on the set.
Okay.
And it's a physical, the apartment is a physical set.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like the WB lot or something.
Maybe.
Like a full-on movie or television production, you know?
I mean, no expense was spared. And somewhere in the video, if she says that her album title's name is hidden, and I think it might be called Lover.
I think so too.
Because you see a neon sign that says Lover.
Yes, I think so too. And when I saw it in the video, I thought, oh, that would be a cute title for her album. And then she told fans that her album title's in there. And then people got really detailed. Like people were guessing that the album was called Angels because there's a bunch of like angel wing imagery. And there's been a lot of butterfly imagery as well.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, maybe it's called Butterfly.
Right. So people, but like, I'm like, are we looking too hard, guys?
Yeah, maybe it's.
Or is it just the neon sign that says the word on it?
she posts, I follow her on Tumblr. She acknowledged like a fan conspiracy where the fans were like, what if this isn't the first single from her new album? What if it's just, you know, a single for, you know, this movie? Or what if it's just this? And what if it's, what? Oh my God, but if you look at this. And then there's like six different, like a chain of like fans piling on, like, oh my God. And she chimes in. She's like, guys, this is the first song from my next album. I will tell you more soon, I
Not
promise.
Everything is cryptic.
Yeah.
This is my first single.
It's like, chill.
What a massive look for Brendan Urie.
Right?
Like, she, you know, has done a few collaborations in her day, but never on a first single. I mean, she did that song with, like, Ed Sheeran. And obviously last year when she did Reputation, she had Ed Sheeran and Future on.
And then Bad Blood had the album version didn't have Kendrick on it, did it?
Correct. Kendrick got added, and they debuted the Kendrick version for the music video at the Billboard Music Awards that year.
Generally speaking, you don't expect Taylor to collaborate on like a single.
No.
Especially not the first single.
Yes.
So this is highly, highly unusual.
Yes. And it's unusual just like radio trends in general, like that it's another singer. Like, it's actually a pretty similar, you know, it's another pop singer songwriter.
She could have had like, you know, oh, let's put a hip hop artist on.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. A feature. Yeah. But like, it's really fascinating. But I love them and he's beautiful in the video. Like, the video is just more pretty because Brendan Urie is there.
You may think that Brendan Urie is pretty.
I mean, I don't think that that's like a...
That's not a secret.
Breaking news or something.
Breaking news. Brendan Urie is pretty. By the way, Taylor Swift is beautiful, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just like a beautiful pastel rainbow land.
I mean, the whole thing is great.
Yep.
But like the end where her dress is like melting?
Yeah.
Just, it's like this fluid
thing?
It's
like a Crayola waterfall.
I'm like, that's just... I'm like, one, I'm kind of concerned there's so much of a downpour of pastel colors. I'm like, is it going to start flooding soon?
In this mystical land?
Like, I feel... I'm like, where are they? It's just... it's just a technicolor pastel dream.
So I kind of jumped ahead, but speaking of Taylor, we also announced after that new song came out that she'll be opening the 2019 Billboard Music Awards. She'll be performing me alongside the very pretty Brendan Urie. The show will be broadcast from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on Wednesday. If you're listening to this when we first put it up, it's very close. Wednesday, May 1st, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on NBC, hosted by Kelly Clarkson for the second year in a row.
Go, Kelly.
Yeah.
Katie, let's look over the performers that we have announced at this point on Monday when we are recording this.
Yes. Know that more surprises could be afoot. Yeah, we have no idea.
We don't know what else is
There's
coming.
There's surprises to us, too.
So no hateration if we didn't mention your fave, because maybe your fave hadn't been announced yet.
Yes.
So let's go through the performers and figure out maybe like what are our personal top three.
Taylor Swift.
That we're looking forward to. Let's just read off the performers first. So we've got Taylor Swift. We have Paula Abdul. I believe she's doing a medley of hits.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, no, that's what we announced.
BTS featuring Halsey doing Boy With Love, which she was with them on SNL, right? No.
Mm-mm.
So this is the first time that they're performing it together. Got it. Ciara, which is, she's debuting her new single, Thinking About You. Kelly Clarkson, our host, is performing. Lauren Daigle, Dan and Shay. Reppin' Country, it looks like. They're the only people Reppin' Country this year. Halsey is going to get her own solo performance, I believe. Jonas Brothers, Tori Kelly, Khalid, Madonna and Maluma doing their new song. Panic at the Disco is going to get, I guess, their own performance as well. And Mariah Carey, so far.
I mean, there is a lot going on there, but Taylor Swift.
Yes. I think we can both agree what's Taylor going to do. She's going to open the show.
Is it going to be a recreation of the video? Like,
is she
going to
take over the full stage, both sides?
Yeah.
Is she going to come in like?
Will she talk to Keith backstage?
I don't know.
We'll just be happy to catch a fleeting glimpse of her at any point.
The fact that she did an interview with Robin Roberts on the right before the release of the single gives me hope that maybe she's going to start doing interviews
again.
And
if you're going to talk to just one outlet, probably should talk to Billboard at the Billboard Music Awards.
Taylor, if you're listening, I would love nothing more than to talk to you.
But yes, I'm very excited to see this performance. This is obviously the new era. She's been like teasing it so big starting back in February. So the anticipation is crazy high. And it's such a different look and a different sound from Reputation that it's like, it's going to be a continuation of like setting the tone for this whole album era.
Right.
So pumped for it.
Right. It's bright and poppy and just effervescent
upbeat.
And smiley and upbeat.
Yeah.
And it's like I wouldn't say it's the opposite of the last album, but compared to Look What You Made Me Do, which was very dark and it was a different kind of style for her.
Right.
This is very different. But it's just, I think it just reminds people that, like, you know, artists can be versatile. They can do lots of different things.
She commits to a theme. And so it's like that album had a theme and this new album has a theme. And yes, all of these things can coexist, obviously.
Yeah.
But very excited to see what that looks like.
So we both are excited about Taylor. I mean, I'm excited about everyone, but I'm also very excited about Madonna and Maluma.
Of course.
Because, you know.
We haven't gotten a chance to talk about the video on this podcast yet because
it came out
on Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, because
it came out after we recorded.
So the video for Madonna and Maluma's song, Medellin?
I mean.
Medellin?
American, you know, English speakers probably say just Medellin.
Medellin?
Yeah.
I feel like she says Medellin
in
the
video.
Yes,
she definitely says it with a J, and that's probably the proper way of pronouncing it.
I
want
to get this
like,
right in case I talk to
her. Well, it's like everyone doesn't roll around saying Barcelona either, you know?
I will say Barcelona.
But I know that it's the right way to
that
say it.
That sounds muy macho. I'm going to go from Barcelona to Medellin.
Exactly.
Just say it with an incredible lisp.
It's like Keith is a native Spanish speaker.
Or I'm just Hank Azaria in The Birdcage.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take my Pirin pills.
Oh,
it's just
God.
An aspirin with the A and the S scraped off. Sorry, no, I'm just quoting The Birdcage. So Madonna Maluma doing Medellin. The video premiered last Wednesday. The video is gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, it's just, it's awesome.
Madonna gets to lick Maluma's toes.
Yeah, that does happen. And once again, similar to Brendan Urie, everything is prettier when you add Maluma to it.
I mean, Madonna's already pretty to begin with.
Exactly.
You throw in Maluma and things just get pretty times 100.
Legit, Madonna looks amazing in this video.
I think she looks like she's having a great time.
Yes.
And she's dancing.
That video looked like just a party you'd want to be at. Like, it's just gorgeous.
She's riding around on horseback.
Looked like a great meal at that long table.
I'm not sure any of them were eating. More like they're just...
She walked through the food at some point.
True. Well, I mean, it looked like it was her wedding.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, she had the veil on the cowboy hat.
It's hard to make sense of the video. And she did say in the MTV premiere sort of special, she said it's not supposed to make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it's like a dream.
It's art. It's beautiful.
I mean, when she's stomping down that table in her wedding dress, I think that, to me, that was like a probably my favorite sequence.
Yeah.
Because she just looked like she was having the time of her life.
Yes.
Like stomping down the
stomping her way to Maluma.
The art direction and all the costumes and the masks and just... It looked so all the dancers, all the colors that they were wearing. And I'm hoping that some of that might be replicated, maybe with a twist on the Billboard Awards stage.
Yeah. And I love a brunette Madonna too.
Oh, yeah.
Like when we get a quick taste, it just takes me right back to Like a Prayer.
Yes. I love when you see what approaches her natural hair color.
Yeah.
Which is a brunette.
Yes.
For those that don't know, She's not really a blonde.
She's Italian.
She's Italian. So, yeah, I'm super stoked about that.
And it all works so well together. The song is just so complimented by the video that it's like... I mean, Madonna's always been a visual artist. This is clearly just a perfect encapsulation of what she's capable of.
So it's been 30 years since Like a Prayer, by the way.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like 30 years ago in, like, March, I think, is when the single came out.
Wow.
I think the single and the album. Yeah, so 30 years ago right now was when we were in the throes of like a Prayer and all that stuff.
Well, so you're also making me think about my personal faves growing up, and Paula Abdul was my everything.
Shut the front door.
Yes.
I mean...
Her doing like her greatest hits, I am so pumped.
Like, she definitely has to be doing Straight Up.
Oh, Straight Up. She better be doing Straight Up.
By the way, also I think this performance is celebrating the fact that Straight Up went to number one back in 1989.
That's our chart stat of the week, by the way. There it is.
There you go. At some point, 30 years ago, Straight Up was number one. Paula freaking Abdul.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, you don't get to see her perform as much, you know, especially in this sort of stage. And her dancing is, like, top-notch. Like, that's always been her thing. But, like, she still is an incredible dancer. Any video I've seen of her performing in the last, like, 5 years, the dancing has been unreal.
She went on tour. She had a tour. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's literally where I was going.
She did that package tour with, I think it was, like, New Kids, right?
Yes.
And I think they played the Hollywood Bowl here. So she was kind of, like, not, I wouldn't say the opening act, but it was, like, she played first before them. And I watched some of the performances on video. I'm like, oh, my God, why wasn't I there? That would be amazing. Because it just looked... really cool. And she was dancing up a storm with a bunch of dancers. You're like, this is what I want from Paula Abdul.
Yes.
I want dance.
And that's what we're going to get.
And, you know, maybe there'll be more dates. Maybe because she did a solo tour last year, a short-ish tour. So maybe we'll get more dates from her.
Yes.
But, I mean...
It's one of my favorite aspects of the BBMAs. They always do a performance with an artist celebrating, like, chart history, celebrating, you know...
Yeah.
And it's been everything. It's like Simple Minds, you know, like...
The Go-Go's did...
The Go-Go's.
We Got the Beat. I think last year it was In Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa did...
Celine did My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, so those are like... It celebrates an incredible moment in the artist's history, but also an incredible moment on the charts.
Billboard charts, exactly.
And also Paula is just such... I mean... She's just great.
Yes.
And also the fact that she just didn't just have one hit. She had multiple number one hits.
Oh, God.
Forever Your Girl had, like, I think 4 number ones from it.
The concentration of her, like, output, like, you know, on the charts was insane.
Yeah. Anyway, so Paula, obviously, you're excited about her.
Yes.
Mariah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I think she's doing a medley.
Mariah gave Billboard a lot of love on the weekend.
I saw that tweet on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because we wrote a story kind of, like, chronicling
her
amazingness.
Her entire, like, you know, career. And she, like, thanked Billboard for, like, picking the, you know, correct writer, which, by the way, it was our former coworker, Stephen Horowitz.
Was he the only writer?
Oh, I know that he was the main writer.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he was the only one, but.
Wow.
But, yeah, and then it was just so sweet. It was so cute. I loved it.
Oh, my good. You're coming into the show with good vibes
towards Billboard.
Exactly.
We love you as much as you love us.
I'm like, let's make sure those good vibes continue on through Wednesday.
I'm so excited to see her. And then, I mean, I'm excited to see the Joe Bros, too, because...
I assume they've are they going to do Sucker? Are they going to do Cool?
I don't know if we know. I would assume they're doing Sucker.
Are we going to see Chest Hair on stage?
It was their first Hot 100 number one. So I would hope that they would do that at the show. And they are performing, I think, on SNL like this week. This coming week, maybe, or maybe it's the week after. Regardless, we haven't really seen much in the way of performances since they've reunited. Like, they've done, they performed around the, like, March Madness, like, that was that's private, not, you know, televised.
Maybe nothing on TV. Maybe.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see them perform together again. It's all exciting.
It's all super exciting. I'm interested in seeing how the BTS and Halsey track goes.
Yes.
Because I think this is probably, to me, the first BTS song that I'm just like, I think I really like this track.
That's what they're hoping. They want to, because obviously their army is quite large, but there is still a like wide swath of people that haven't gotten on the BTS train, and this song is a very accessible pop song.
Yeah, the chorus, because portions of the chorus are in English, you know, well, then because I don't know Korean.
Right. Wait, what?
Surprise! Shock!
Medellin. We only know English, guys.
I know that's a little French. I know a little French.
Okay.
Not that much. And Rien. Rien? No. But I think because the chorus has some English in it, that makes it super catchy. So it gives you the entrance, like Despacito, where if you could just hold on to Despacito and just say Despacito, the rest of it can just sort of roll around in your brain. Or like with this one, it's like my, like na 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 na.
Boy with love.
Exactly. As long as you have something to kind of like latch onto,
yeah,
that can make it the earworm.
Yes.
So this, I don't know, all sorts of stuff.
It's all going to be good, guys.
It's all going to be amazing.
Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific.
What are you and I looking forward to seeing at the show? Because you and I will be, like, sort of roaming around the carpet. We'll be backstage during the show. Like,
yes. I'll be roaming. I mean, I already mentioned I want a glimpse of Taylor.
Yeah, I would like to see a fleeting glimpse of Taylor as she floats by.
A fleeting glimpse of Madonna would be great,
That'd
too.
That'd be cool. If you're listening, feel free to say
we're
hi.
We're setting our bar, like, we're like,
super high.
We, like, have an opportunity to talk to people, and we're like, I hope I just get a glimpse.
I hope I can just be in the same room with them. I'm like, you will be.
We're fangirling. I don't know. What else am I excited about? I'm excited that it's only 77 degrees in Las Vegas right now.
Give an example of something that you've seen backstage that you would have only seen backstage, like at the Billboard Awards. I can give you an example while you think of one.
Yes.
So I remember I was doing the press line backstage when Celine was there doing My Heart Will Go On.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also big monitors backstage where you can watch the show. And Celine had come back and she was going to do press, but Cher was performing. And Celine started watching Cher and got so into it. She was singing along and pumping her fist and just like dance along to Cher on the monitors.
Hmm.
And everyone, like, of course, all the press were just like, this is an amazing moment. Let's get it on camera.
Right, yes.
But Celine was just like, hold up. I have to watch Cher. She didn't say those words. That's a terrible Celine impression. But it was just such a great moment where it's fun to see the artists themselves stopping to watch the monitors to watch someone
that,
on screen. That
I've definitely seen that exact thing. Last year, it was Normani did that for Janet Jackson. She just stopped on her tracks to watch the Janet dance medley.
And then Normani came back, and I did a short interview with her last year backstage. And I heard that she had met Janet.
Oh.
And I was like, how'd that go? And she's like, clearly she was like a big fan.
See, but then, so the examples that came up to me were both sort of like more personal ones, but, and like less exciting for anyone else to hear about. But the first thing that came into my mind was when Keke Palmer was backstage getting her photo taken at our photo booth. And she was just like, complaining to her team, like how starving she was. And I was like, we have like reporter box lunches. Like, do you want one? She's like, kind of. And I went and I fed her. Like, I was like, here, I'm like, there's like an apple, there's a cookie, there's a sandwich. Like, and so she was very appreciative of that. And then the other thing I think of is when I...
Stars, they're just like us.
When I went to did the red carpet with you for the first time 2 years ago, and I was pregnant. And DJ Khaled
right.
rolled up and was just like, I mean, no one else had been mentioning it because it's probably the nice thing to just not mention it just in case you don't know me. Like, you don't know if I normally have a basketball size bump on my belly.
Just in case you ate a really large meal.
But DJ Khaled's like, blessings. Congratulations. He was like so pumped about it. So that was awesome too. And I'll have to tell my son that someday.
It's like, mother of Cal.
Yeah, exactly. Father of Assad.
Mother of Calvin.
Mother of Calvin.
Father of Assad. Okay, well, again, the Billboard Music Awards, if you are listening to this before Wednesday evening, the Billboard Awards will be broadcast from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on Wednesday, May 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on NBC, and will be hosted by Kelly Clarkson for the second year in a row. We love you, Kelly. You're going to kill it.
Yes.
Any parting words, Katie?
Oh, man, just like, I'll see you in Vegas, I guess.
That's right.
Ooh, is there like a good Las Vegas song we could play to go
well,
out?
Well, I mean, there's always Elvis's Viva Las Vegas.
Let's just go for it.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
Viva, Viva Las Vegas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.